Puerto Ricans are still reeling after the discovery of unused emergency supplies that have been sitting in a warehouse as far back as 2017 after Hurricane Maria. On top of that, the people there are trying to recover from the latest round of earthquakes, along with protests in the streets over a corrupt governor. For more on this, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with CBS News correspondent David Begnaud. He has been covering all the news in Puerto Rico ever since Hurricane Maria hit. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
You bet, Marty.
What is the situation there now, specifically with the protests?
So it is quiet. I actually just passed in front of the governor's mansion about 30 minutes ago, and there were tourists mingling about right in front of the governor's mansion. You have police and the barricades that have been set up. But it's raining here. That has dampened sort of the protests, and if people were planning to come out tonight, no one has showed up thus far.
David, what specifically are the protesters demanding?
Jeff, they want the governor to resign. But this is a governor who's only been in office less than a year, and she took over because the last governor resigned because he was ousted after a two-week protest back in July, you might remember. This is all over disaster aid that was holed up in a warehouse. And the reality is, Jeff, after Hurricane Maria, the government of Puerto Rico took the initiative in collaboration with FEMA to stockpile warehouses around the island so that if there was another hurricane, another disaster, they were prepared. The earthquakes happened, and nobody moved the disaster aid out of the warehouse. And it was a blogger who gained illegal entry, actually, into the warehouse and exposed it. And the governor fired people, and then the governor said, well, it should have been delivered. The bottom line is I have an interview with the governor tomorrow after months of not agreeing to an interview she has. And the first question I have for her is, if you knew about the warehouses, you signed a document saying the warehouses were ready to go, why didn't you order the aid delivered? There were people waiting for cots and food and diapers. And why did this go on for 4 and 5 days before it was exposed that you had warehouses of aid ready to go?
I can't wait to hear her answer to that and to see your interview. Let's talk about the people there. How are the victims of the earthquake bouncing back, or are they?
Marty, they're resilient as ever. I first learned that after covering Hurricane Maria, but there are more than 4,000 people still living in government shelters tonight, and thousands more who sleep outside of their homes, not because their homes are damaged, but because they just don't feel safe. They've been living with earthquakes for the last 3 weeks now, feeling 2 to 3 every day. The one thing I hear from people, the one thing, Marty and Jeff, I hear, is the psychological toll that this has taken on people, right? 2.5 years ago was the hurricane. Last summer was the governor's ousting. Now the earthquake. More than anything, I hear about the need for psychological counseling. But I'll end with this. The good news is there seems to be a decline in the number of earthquakes and the intensity of those that are happening. California knows if you have a big earthquake, you could have aftershocks for months or a year. That could happen here, but they keep dropping in intensity, and that is some good news.
David, thanks as always for weighing in. Appreciate you making some time for us. David Begnaud has been covering all the news out of Puerto Rico for a long time.